Anu liachas manoi einu oivir olav b'loi klum. Midiraisa he holds even chometz lefneiz manoi. Even chometz on erev Pesach yichta chatzoyf is mutter midiraisa tit. And who adin chometz l'achara Pesach, even though you had that chometz in your shus through Pesach, when it comes after Pesach, midiraisa you will not eat it. That's from Shimon Shita. Vashenkin toiz manoi, the only time it's also tit chometz is only throughout Pesach. Then oivir olav v'koris, Uvalav. You're over an Issa Chorus and an Issa Lav. This is Reb Shimon Shita. Now, Umishar Sha'osav Yachilo, this goes back to Reb Yehuda Shita, that at the time that it's Asatit, which means after Chatzos Erev Pesach, according to Reb Yehuda, it's Asa Balav, is Asa Banor. At that time, it's also Asa Banor. Not only is there a Lav eating it, it's also Asa Banor. And the Gemara says clearly, also in Tanakama. This explains the Tanakama Reb Yehuda Shita. Because Reb Shimon says not like that. Reb Shimon says that lufnei zmanoi, it's mutter. So that's what it says now, that it's an iser hanor beforehand, it means according to Reb Yehuda. Like the top Rashi says, O mishor sha'osa b'achila, haino mishay shoysa l'malo, the amor lufnei zmanon, b'lav, that's what Reb Yehuda says, on Erev Pesach, Yetzach HaTzoyis, there's a lav, there's even an iser hanor also. V'ho milsa Reb Yehuda come, look, in the first Gemara, also not Tanakama. This is going to explain Reb Yehuda. That if Yehuda says there's a lav, who adin is also banor midirais also? Simply sant, lalocha, we hold like that. We hold chometz after chatzos is also midirais with a lav, and it's also banor. But we don't hold, interesting, we don't hold the gamma like of Yehuda Shita. We hold chometz la'achara Pesach, we hold like of Shimon. That la'achara Pesach, chometz is only also midirabonon, not midirais. Vaita, these are two shitas so far. That if Yehuda says all three times it's also, and if Shimon says no, only during Pesach it's also, but before and after it's mutter midiraisa. We have a Yaisi Aglili Oimer, a bigger Kiddush. He says, Teima Latzmecha, I have a wonder upon you. Are you Rabbonim, or are you Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Shimon, Hei Chometz Osa Banor Kol Shiva. How could you tell me that even during Pesach, the 7 days of Pesach, you're telling me Chometz is Osa Banor? How do you know that? As Rabbi Yaisi Aglili holds, Chometz is mutter Banor on Pesach. These are the three shittas. And Rabbi Yosi is the biggest mekel, and he poshut holds also it's only osur on Pesach, and even on Pesach it's only osur b'chila, not banor. So pshit al mishnah can't go like Rabbi Yosi Glili, because al mishnah says that chomet even after Pesach is osur banor, and Rabbi Yosi Glili says no, chomet is never osur banor. So these are the three shittas. Now the Gemara's mazma. Let's see Rashi teima latzmecho the afilu b'teicha moed kam ademutu banor the kamatana hani the asri. His Rabbi Yosi holds, Rabbi Yosi Aglili, even throughout Pesach it's mutter banor. So he has a wonder on the other Tanoim, how could you say it's also banor? Now the Gemara's mazba these three shittas. What's Pshat in Rabbi Yehuda? So the Gemara, Uminayin lo'echo chometz mishay shoyis l'malah shu'ayve b'loisasei. How do we know Pshat in Rabbi Yehuda that he holds midiraisa it's also tit chometz on erev Pesach yetzer chatzos? Where's the posik? Shenema the posik says, lo'isoichal olav chometz. Shivas Yavim Teichel Olav Matzis. The Pesach says, Loi Soichal Olav Chometz. Don't eat on it Chometz. Vive Reb Yehuda. Say out to Reb Yehuda. Now the Pesach before this was talking about the Korban Pesach. He learns, Loi Soichal Olav goes on the Korban Pesach. Mashme, any time you could bring the Korban Pesach, that's when the Lav starts not to eat Chometz. And we know, when can you start to bring the Korban Pesach? By Chatzos. If the Chatzos on Erev Pesach, that's when you could start to bring the Korban Pesach. So the Pesach is saying, Loi Soichal Olav Chometz. Don't eat during the Korban Pesach Chometz. So Mashmi, even on Erev Pesach, Yetzer Chatzos, you have the Lav not to eat Chometz. So Drashi, Loi Soichal Olav, Mishas Shchita. From the time you can start Shechting the Korban Pesach. Tahainu, what time is that? Mishesh Shreis Lamala. Shechama Noita Laharav. That's when the sun already starts going back to west side already. Starts coming back to Marav, to go back to the west side. Yes, so that's Reb Yehuda's pasuk. Omar lo Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon argues and says no, because Reb Shimon says before we had Reb Shimon sheet was only through Pesach it's also b'achila and b'anon, but beforehand it's mutter b'achila. So what does Reb Shimon do with this pasuk? Reb Shimon says there's no right in this pasuk. The chiyev shaloi mekain. Can you tell me this pasuk is talking about erev Pesach? V'aloi kvan emer. Right away the pasuk says it says loy sechel olav chometz. Right away it says like it says. But right away the pasuk says shivas yomim toichal olav matzos. It says clearly for 7 days you have to eat matzah. So mashma, that the beginning of the pasuk says loy seichel olav chometz is talking about at the time when you have to eat matzah, that's when you're not allowed to eat chametz. What does that mean? That means at night. It only means throughout Pesach, that's when you can eat chametz. In Kain HaBazoi, Matam Loim Olesech Lol V'chametz, what does the pasuk mean? Olesech Lol V'chametz, what do we need the Hekesh for? It means like this. V'yishor sheyesh no mekom echo matzah, when it comes Leil Pesach, at the time when there's a mitzvah, to start eating matzah, that's when yesh no mebal soich ha-chametz. Well, that's when there's a lav already, not to eat chametz. So the lav only starts on Leil Pesach. Ma'ashenken v'yishor sheyesh no mekom echo matzah, when it's before Laila, even though it's Erev Pesach, you have to chatzos, but before the night time, there's no mitzvah to eat matzah yet, is einai babal seicha chometz. There's no lav of eating chometz. That's Reb Shimon's svara. So the chur of Shimon is very good. Like it's mamish one pasuk, lo yseichel olav chometz, shivas yam teichel olav matzos. So it's mashma that when does chometz start? At the same time, when there's a mitzvah to eat matzah, which is when? The night of Pesach. So mashma klav, beforehand, there's no iser of eating chometz. The Chura postured a posik is mask like Reb Shimon says. It's just telling you at night time, when there's a mitzvah, tita matzah, that's when you have a lav of chometz, but not before. So how could the Yehuda say not like that? The Gemara, Tzlossi Kroi Tzivi, Enechanami. The Yehuda says the pshat is there are three psukim. The Torah says three times, not tita chometz. Why does the Torah have to say three times four? It's enough to say once. There's only one lav, there's only one malchus. Why does the Torah have to say three times, not tita chometz? But since the Torah says three times, he learns out from that there are three different zmanim when chometz is also to eat. So therefore, the pasuk says one is lo yoicha chometz, and Shmoyse says lo yoicha chometz. Another pasuk says v'chol machmetzes lo yisrachelu. You're not allowed to eat a tarubis of chometz, or see machmetzes, or else machmetzes means it was this chametz machmetz dov racher. Like you have your dough, and you put some sourdough or else some wine in there, that something else made it became chometz. Even that dough, there's also a lav not to eat. Hakoparim Torah says again loisachelu, and the third time the pasuk says our pasuk loisachal olav chometz. So three different times the pasuk says not to eat chometz. So if you do as a kasha, why does the Torah have to say three times not to eat chometz? Elamites come to teach us chav lefnei zmanim. One has come to tell me that before Pesach on erev Pesach after chatzos there's a lav not to eat chometz. V'chav liyachas manim. As one has come to tell me even after Pesach. If you had this chometz she'over olav haPesach, it's also with a lav to eat it even after Pesach. V'chad l'teich zmanay, and one is coming from mamash l'teich zmanay to tell me that there's a chiyuv koris, there's a lav and also manor. That's Reb Yehuda's svara. We'll soon explain the moral story and say which one means which one. For Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon says like this: chad l'teich zmanay. I'm asking to you. One post is talking about teich zmanay, that I need a lav, and if Shimon's masking, it's also bano, and it's also the chiyuv koris. Oh, but that you say, the post is v'chol machmetzes lo yisrachelu, he says that's not an extra posik. That we need for a drosha. Mi boiler le kresani, like we learned in the braisa. Ein li yelosh nefchametz me'eluf. I would say, you know what's called chometz, that's also teat on Pesach, is the chometz came by itself. That means you have your dough, and you put water into the dough, and by itself you let it rise. You let it rise after 18 minutes, it becomes chometz. That's the yisr chometz. What about machmas davar acher? You put something else into this dough to make it become chometz. So Taita speaks out that doesn't mean sourdough. Because usually what something else would be sour, sourdough. The Taita says here, the Taita says machmas davar acher, the Taita says pirush yivom, machmas davar acher, the lav minoi. It doesn't mean, it's not its own min. It doesn't mean sourdough. So it says, the Ayidei Sa'or, Mikri Chometz Tvei, usually Sfaras Pumfakir. If you use sourdough to make the dough become chometz, that's more chometz. Mishin es chametz melev, then it comes by itself. Could the Milcha Perakol Amnachis, like Marmnachis says, that something that becomes chometz from sourdough, that's much more chometz than something comes by itself. So our Gemara is saying now, there's a Chiddush Kol Machmetzes, that not only dough that became chometz by itself, but even machmetz something else, that I would have think machmas something else is not chometz. The Torah says it doesn't mean sor, because sourdough for sure makes it chometz. The Torah says it means aluch gurnshin es chametz aydei shomre yayin. You took the sediments from the wine. Shemayashin that dried out the shmorim, the tanner, kasheroysim beres ashkenaz. That's the way they make an eres ashkenaz. The way they make their dough to rise is they put these sediments from the wine that dried up and throws it into the chometz. So that's the chiddush of the Gemara. Even though this dough did not rise by itself, something else. What? Krimatara. Krimatara. That they make right. Krimatara, that's what they make from the wine. So even if you use that to make the chametz rise, that's the chiddush of the pasuk kol machmetzis. Even such a dough also is awesome. So maybe Rav Shimon says it's not an extra pasuk. I can't learn that another time. It's for a din. But the Gemara will soon explain what Rav Yehuda to do with this. And any other shows may go. Not the rachav in ayin. Tavod loyim mekom achmetz lechem. And lo yoicha chometz. What does Rav Shimon do with the first pasuk we had? Lo yoicha chometz. Mi bolan lekadasani. Learn for another halacha. That Rav Yosef li liyomer. Minayin lepesach mitzrayim shein chimutzei noyegel liyomechon. When the Yid went out of Mitzrayim, that year when they went out of Mitzrayim, the Yisr Chometz was only in the Negev one day. They didn't have then 7 days of Pesach, 7 days to eat of the Yisr Chometz. It was only the next year the Torah says there's an Yisr Chometz for 7 days. But the first year when they went out of Mitzrayim, Chometz was only in the Negev one day. What's the Rayim? Talmud Loim, where the Pasuk says, Lo Yoicha Chometz. That's this Pasuk in Shemais Yud Gimel, Lo Yoicha Chometz. And right away it says, the next Pasuk says, the Somachle, Hayoim Atem Yoitzim. Today you are going out of Mitzrayim. Mashma lo yoicha chometz hayoyim. Only today, the day you went out of Mitzrayim, that day was also for you to eat chometz. But the next day was mut already. Rashi says, "Menayim lepesach Mitzrayim shleinogu boy isa chometz elu yoimechon." That year they only had to watch themselves for chometz only one day and not more. Is Talmud loyma lo yoicha chometz v'somach le hayoyim atem yoitzim. That means lo yoicha chometz hayoyim. As if the Torah is saying, for you, Yetzim Mitzrayim, today you can't eat chametz, but tomorrow it's mutter. So Melo Baitu, it's not an extra posik, it's coming to teach you something. So that's the way Rabbi Shimon says. So the only posik that we have is the middle posik of Loisoich Alon of Chometz, Shivas Yom Teich Lov Matzis. That's the only posik we have according to Rabbi Shimon. Now that posik clearly is talking about Bezman, there's a mitzvah Achil of Matzah, which is during Pesach, that's when it's also teach chametz. But before and after, there's no posik according to Rabbi Shimon. Now for the Gemara, what does Rabbi Yehuda do with this? Bechur Rabbi Shimon Tanya, very good. He's psukim on that extra. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda, machmas dover racha minole. How does he know that you saw it from with saying from kol machmetz loisachelu? He's teaching us a new halacha that even if he uses cream matara to make his chametz, it's also chametz. How does Rabbi Yehuda know that? The Torah says poshid midi afke rachmona b'losher machmetzis. In other words, the Torah could have just said kol machmetzis. What does the Torah have to say again, Lo Yisoichlu for? Lo Yisoichelu. What does it have to say an extra Lo Yisoichelu for? That's extra. If it just wants to tell me a Chiddush, that not only Chometz Gomer, but even if something else made a Chometz, it could have said, Kol Machmetzes, period. The Lo Yisoichelu is Mashma, there's another Yisr Achilu. That's the way Rabbi Yehuda learns. That it is an extra Pasuk to teach me, there's another Zman that's Osir, even Kedem Zman or it's Osir. Yeah. And Vaita, and what about the Yisriyeg Lili Minolei? Like he uses the pasuk lo yoicha chometz for new drasha. No, maybe it's like if Shimon is saying it's only come to tell me that lo yoicha chometz hayoyim only that day was also the chometz. So why does it Rabbi Yosi dashing like that? He boy saying one teretz is midisomach le hayoyim. One teretz is it's not the pshat the pasuk lo yoicha chometz is only for that. Lo yoicha chometz come to tell me there's an issa chometz. Don't eat chometz. And that halacha tat is magela dereis that we're saying now even after Pesach it's also to eat chometz. I, how does Rabbi Yosef really know his Rosha? Stam al smichus. Since right after that post, the post says, Hayoim, so it's a smichus to tell us that when they went out of Mitzrayim, there is the chometz was only in the gate of Hayoim. But not that the whole post of Lo Yoicha chometz is only for that Rosha. Lo Yoicha chometz is telling us, L'doyreit is an issa not teach chometz even after Pesach, if you had it through Pesach. And the smichus of Rabbi Yosef is kustam. The next post says Hayoim. That's one teretz. He boy you say another teretz is no. Smuchim loy dorish. The clause of Yehuda usually doesn't dash in smuchim. Only in Mishnah Torah, there we say the Torah says extra psukim to teach us a smuchim. We dash in such a zach as one pasuk is near the other pasuk, he's teaching us halachis. But the other four chumashim, he doesn't dash in smuchim. Sayin echanami. So Rabbi Yehuda does not hold from Yosef Levi's Drosha. He tackles could be when they went out of Mitzrayim, it was also in the gay of 7 days of Pesach. The Torah doesn't say anywhere, it's only in the gay to one day. So, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have three psukim. That's how he knows one before means after Chatzos, one after Pesach, and one throughout Pesach. That's the Yehuda Shita. Now, Omar Mar, Uminayin Lyoicha Chometz Mishay Shoyis Lamalo, Shuwai.
Shenema, the pasuk says, Loi soichal olav chometz. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Don't eat chometz, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. And we said before, Amulei Rav Shimon asked back to him, V'chiyesh shaloi mekein, is it possible to say, like you're saying, this pasuk is talking about Erev Pesach? But like Farnema, the pasuk right away says, Loi soichal olav chometz, shivas yomim toichal olav matzais. Plus, it's clearly, L'chura, that's totally, the Yisra Chometz, when does this man eat matzah? So how could you, Rabbi Yehuda, use this pasuk to Erev Pesach Yisra Chatzos? L'chura, Klaus, talking about Shivas Yom Techel of Matzah, it's talking about Erev Pesach. So what does Rabbi Yehuda do? That was Rabbi Shimon's Tainom. How does Rabbi Yehuda get out of it? Good, Rabbi Yehuda says there's three extra psukim. But you can't tell me this pasuk is telling me Erev Pesach Yisra Chatzos. Because this pasuk clearly is talking about Bizman Achilas Matzah, which is on Pesach. And the Gemara like this, Rabbi Yehuda, Shapik Kamalei Rabbi Shimon, the Churat Shver you Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, time is very good, he said very good back to you, he asked you a good kasha, what do you do with this kasha, Rabbi Yehuda? And for the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda answers like this, Rabbi Yehuda will tell you, Hahu Lekoivoi Choivo, Afilo Bizman Azehu Diyosa, the reason why the Postik says, Lo Yisoichal Olav Chometz, Shivas Yom Teichal Olav Matzois, has come to teach us, Just like chometz is nogei l'doiris, even b'zman hazeh we don't have a carbon pesach. Pshita b'znitzah not eat chometz. Who are then the mitzvah's essay of eating matzah is lav dafka tulin the carbon pesach. Even though the pasuk says al matzah from rorim yachluhu that you're supposed to eat the matzah with the carbon pesach. So I would think maybe there's only a mitzvah to eat the matzah when we have a carbon pesach. But b'zman hazeh like now we don't have the carbon pesach. Maybe there's no mitzvah to eat matzah. Kamashma on this pasuk, no. There's a chayva ledoiros. Even without a korban pesach, still there's a mitzvah's essay to eat matzah. How do we know it? That's the tekish. The pasuk says, lo yisoichal olav chometz, shivas yom teichal olav matzah. So we're makish matzah back to chometz. Just like chometz, pshita, there's no havaminyam, chometz is told in the korban pesach. That the Torah doesn't say. Chometz is pshita, ledoiros is also to eat chometz on pesach. So adin, the mitzvah's essay of eating matzah is magay ledoiros. That's the way Rabbi Yehuda learns. But Enochanami, the actual din of the actual lav of Lo Yisoichal Olav Chometz is going back to the pasuk before. Olav means on the Korban Pesach. It means the same time Erev Pesach on after Chatzos you're allowed to bring the Korban Pesach. That's when the Torah says Lo Yisoichal Olav Chometz. Don't eat chometz from that zman. Why does the pasuk right away tell you the matzah form? It's fakir. We're learning out matzah from chometz. Not that we're learning out chometz from matzah, but just the opposite of Yud holds. You're learning out Hilchas Matzah from Chometz. Just like it's Pshita, Chometz is Nagel Adairis, who are then Matzah is also Nagel Adairis. For the Gemara of Rav Shimon, how is Rav Shimon? The Chur Rav Yehuda says very good now. So what's Rav Shimon's Taina? Why isn't Rav Shimon, dash in his Pasig, like Rav Yehuda says, that Lo Yisoichal is telling us that Easter even Kaidem Pesach, and the Hekish is only Matzah Zechoiva? For Rav Shimon, Lekaveya Choiva Minole, how does he know this Yisoid? And the Gemara Naskalei Mibarev Toichlu. It's another pasuk. It says, "Mid'erev toichlu matzis." You have to eat matzah at night time. And there, the pasuk is not told it in the Korban Pesach. And that's why the Rambam brings down the locha. So, "Mid'erev toichlu matzis," we learn out even b'zman hazeh, there's a mitzvah to eat matzah.
Rashi says, Rashi speaks out before. "Lekaveya choyv," Rashi says, "Hai shivas yovim toichlu matzis. Lav lakusha issa chomis lamatzah. No achilas matzah also." Not that way. Elo lakusha achilas matzah azaros chometz. It's the other way to learn out matzah from chometz. Lekaveya achila matzah choyvel adoris. Kol zaman shu muzer achometz. V'yafilu bizman shein pesach. What's the chiddush? To lay tamer, don't think to say the pasuk says al matzah sum rorim yechluhu. You're supposed to eat it together. Ksiv. Is I would think iyika pesach mechayev achilas matzah v'loy loy. But bizman hazeh there's no pesach. Maybe there's no mitzvah achilas matzah. The master on this pasuk know that matzah is totally in chometz, and whenever you have the yisra chometz, you have the mitzvah matzah. That's the Yehuda shita. And the Shimon's trash is there of teichlo matzois. Kroy yisayruhu to aksev our matzahs and rom yachlu. It said already the chiyuv to eat matzah. Was it said another time there of teichlo matzois? That to teach us even b'zman hazeh when we don't have a korban pesach, still there's a mitzvah essay to eat matzah. Of the moror, tak is only with the rabbanim b'zman hazeh. Because more of the pasuk says, "Al matzahs umrarim yachluhu." That means when is the chiyuv to eat maror with matzah and with the korban pesach? And bizman is there, we don't have the korban pesach. Midiraisa, there's no chiyuv to eat maror because there's no special pasuk to eat maror. There's only one pasuk to eat them together.
Vashen kein matzah. So therefore, our chiyuv moro today is only midrabbanan. This is the chiyuv tit moro. But matzah is a special pasuk midarev. Teichlo matzah is the bezman is there. There's a mitzvah esrei tit matzah. For the gemara, the chur of Yehuda Shreden, Reb Shimon is right. That's kovei echoyv. I know from this pasuk. So what do I have? What do I need a pasuk like teichlo lo chametz? What do I need the hekashvua? What does the same pasuk say? Don't eat chametz and tit matzah. The chur then you have to say like Reb Shimon says the other way around. To teach us that chometz, when does the Yisr chometz start? The Yisr chometz starts, Taka, by Leil Pesach. What does Rabbi Yehuda do with this? And the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, mi boile le tome, vishoye v'derek rechoyke. Even bizman, the base of Mithish is Kayin. You have a tomedic person, and he's far away. Le tome, one person, no, le tome is one case. A person is tome, so he can't bring a korban Pesach. Or else, vishoye v'derek rechoyke. Somebody is far away from Yerushalayim, he can't be early regularly, can't come to bring a korban Pesach. I would think, since this person right now really has a chiyuv to bring a korban pesach, we're talking about the mizman de beis hamikdash kayin. So I would think, since he does need the korban pesach, lo yoichal matzo moro nami hoyl o pesach lo yoichal. Since he's not eating the korban pesach, I would think matzo moro nami lo nechol. This person does not have the mitzvah sesrei teat matzo idom kamash malon. That's the chiddush. So I need two psukim for these two chedushim. With one pasuk, I would say the chiyuv tit matzah is only bizman beis hamikdash. So even though you're a tummy of derech rechoyka that you can't bring a korban pesach, but I call upon them, some people are bringing a korban pesach. Therefore, you also have the mitzvah tit matzah. But I would not know bizman is there that there's no bias, no korban pesach at all. I would not know there's a chiyuv mitzvah tit matzah. That's why I need a second pasuk. So according to Rav Yehuda, you need two psukim. Want to tell us the Zman the Beis Hamikdash was here, and there were people that brought the Korban Pesach, just you were Tomei, or you were far away, still you have to eat the Matzah. And the second person tells us, even the Zman is there, when there's no Pesach at all, still we have to eat Matzah. That's what Yehuda does with the two psukim. If we have Shimon, why doesn't have Shimon eat two psukim? If we have Shimon says, Tomei, if a person is Tomei, Vishoye B'derek Rechaiko, Lo Yitzvah Kru. He says, that I don't need a Pesach for. I don't need a pasuk. This man, they had the korban pesach, and you couldn't bring a korban pesach. I have no havre to say that you are pasuk from eating it. You know why? To like gora me orel uben echer. You're not worse than a person that's an orum. That means a person that did not make a bris milah. And Rashi says even in a case we had a hetter not to do it, where his first two brothers were killed during the bris milah. So lochem is talking the third son doesn't have to make a bris milah because it's a sakonas tapashes for him. He doesn't have to make a bris milah. Still, Lamais is called an Oral. And the law is he's not allowed to eat from the Korban Pesach. Who are then a Ben Necher? But Ben Necher means a Mumur. Somebody that does have Haris. So he's also a Ben Necher means he's, Rashi says, Shemenaker, Rashi Mishen, Shen is Nakru, Maisel, Yavu Shemeshemayim. He like turned around his Maisel and his doings from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. No, he's like a Mumur. He does a lot of Haris. Not the Pshat is Namish, a Mumur, Chol HaTorah Kula. Because then he wouldn't come to eat Matzarida. Talking about somebody that does a lot of averus, so he is a loch, he's not allowed to eat from the korban pesach. The pasuk says, "V'chol oro lo yoichal boy," and we dash in, "Who ain't an oichal? Avol oichalu b'matzav amorer." There's a special diak here that an orum or a ben necher, even though they're not allowed to eat from the korban pesach, there's a diak only from the korban pesach they don't eat, but matzav amorer they do eat. So once you have a pasuk that was man the base the mitzvah was here, even though you can't eat from the korban pesach. But since there is a Korban Pesach around, you're supposed to eat matzah. So Pshita Zokjab Shimon, I know also, somebody that's Tomei, or somebody that's far away, can't bring a Korban Pesach, Pshita has a chiyuv to eat matzah. If you have Yehuda, what's the Yehuda answer? Ksiv Bahayu, Ksiv Bahayu. He says, Enech Nami, maybe you could learn out one from the other, but it's not so shred to say there are two Kedushim here. The Pesach says it by both of them. One Pesach is to tell us there's a Kaveyas Chayvah, even Bizman Beis Hamikdash, when you were Tomei. I need a second person to tell me that even though Bizman is there, that there's no Korban Pesach at all, still the locher is that you're mechuyev, the locher is that you're supposed to eat matzah. That there is a chiyuv to eat matzah. Matzah is kaveh, afilu Bizman is there. So these are the three shittas. You have Yehuda holds, it's also erev Pesach, during Pesach, even after Pesach. You have Shimon said it's only also during Pesach, and even Banor. And if Yosef Yaglila was making no, even during Pesach, it's only Balav and not Bahanur. Now the Gemara goes back to the original Kasha. Now the Shalom is, who does our Mishnah go like? For the Gemara, Mani must listen. Who could our Mishnah go like? Our Mishnah again, what did the Mishnah say again? It said that chometz shanochri, if a guy owns chometz, sha'over alav ha-pesach is mutter bano. A guy's chometz is mutter bano. V'shal Yisrael, osa bano. Even after Pesach, still your chometz is osa bano. That's what our Mishnah says. So who could the Mishnah go like? L'chura, Rabbi Yehuda, l'chura the Mishnah comes like good like Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah says, even after Pesach it's osa bano. L'chura, that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So the Gemara knows. Irab Yehuda chometz tomek kamer afilu denochri. That's the Havamina. That Rabbi Yehuda is saying any chometz is also bano during Pesach and after Pesach. That means even goyish chometz, any chometz that a goy owns throughout Pesach, it's also tita as chometz during Pesach and it's also tita even after Pesach. So the Havamina is according to Rabbi Yehuda, even goyish chometz sha'over all of a Pesach should be also bano. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't make any difference. He just says any chometz after Pesach is also asatit. That means if that chometz was on the world during Pesach, you're not allowed to eat it after Pesach, even if it belonged to a guy. According to Havamina, you only have to badafka make new bread and eat the new bread. And now Mishnah says not like that. The Mishnah says that a guyish of bread shall over all of the Pesach. After Pesach, you are allowed to eat. That's the kash. The chur doesn't go according to Rabbi Yehuda. Vayitivi Reb Shimon, Elamai, the Mishnah goes according to Reb Shimon. Fakerti, Yisrael, not in Mishnah Koshori.